Blog Talk Radio.
Who I really am, but it's you if you want to be. Okay.
Genuine. Trying to get his grown man on. Trying to get his grown man on because sometimes, gentlemen, we fall short of all the potential that we're born with by not learning to get our grown man on. But before I get to confusing folks, I'm really pretty Tony. And of course, the one with the low voice always trying to sound sexy is K. Diddy. Speak up, brother. We can't hear you.
That's fun. And why I can't have my radio voice, man?
Have your radio voice, baby.
You know, why I can have my radio voice? You know,
don't be
hating. It's all right. You know?
No, it's not hating. I'm just saying that you got to project that voice. And now, let me ask Joy, because she's a professional, been in the game for a long time. When you on the radio, the people got to feel you, right, Joy?
That's right. And you got to feel
so
yourself.
All over there.
Now, and I'm not saying feel up yourself, but you got to feel yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
And
now, if I'm on the ear talking about, yeah, you know, this K. Diddy, what's up? Yeah.
But you know what? I gotta tell you this. It's like when you're in the radio business and you get in front of a microphone, it's like your voice just totally automatically changes. It has nothing to do with you. Well, it has to do with you, but it's just something that comes over you, you know. And I guess because I've been in the game for a long time, and people tell me this all the time. It's like, you know, when I talk to you on the phone, it's like when I'm answering the phone in the studio, I don't sound the same as like when I crack that mic and start talking. But that's just how it is. It's like something comes over you, and it's like, hey.
we understand you, baby. You know?
And I love it. I love it. I love talking to my people. You know, I love it when people call me and they're like, and who are you? I said, I'm Joy, the same person you just heard a minute ago. and I just love that, you know, because I love entertaining people and I just love the radio business and I love it when people call. And I always ask them, if you like what I'm doing on the air, if you like what I'm playing, call me. You know, if you like what the DJ is playing, because sometimes I have another jock in there, and he's mixing and doing a doggone thing, and people just call, and they're like, oh, well, hell, he just playing stuff I ain't heard in years. And I love that. And the other jock loves that, too. Sometimes I'm on the air by myself, you know, playing the music. But it's just something. I don't know what it is. It's like when you crack open that mic and you start talking to people, you're reaching folks, you're entertaining people, you know, because I laugh, I giggle, you know, I might say something, you know, I might trip over my words from time to time, but that's just being real. And a lot of people like to hear that, you know, they like hearing that, and that's what I do.
Yes,
and I love
indeed.
It.
Indeed. Mr. K. Diddy, you know, last week you got all up in my grill, so this week I'm making sure I give you room to shine because ain't nobody trying to step on your ego.
Okay, because he was all up in yours last week, baby.
Last week. So, you know, Mr. K. Diddy, how are you, sir, my esteemed colleague and co-host?
I'm good. I'm inspired. I'm motivated.
Almost said
adventurous, but I'm going to stay keeping that motivated and inspired.
All right. And those are very good words to be putting out there because today I want to touch on this topic that, you know what I mean, it's called building on the misery of the past, man. A lot of us tend to stay focused on yesteryear a great deal. And if you stay focused on yesteryear, you can't do the things that K. Diddy was just talking about when he said you got to get motivated. You know what I mean? Or he likes to always say get focused.
Absolutely.
So, you know, all of us have had our parade rained on. All of us have had a few mishaps. All of us have had people who we cared about didn't treat us the way you're supposed to treat somebody that you care about. some point, you get to a point where you got to let the light bulb come on inside your brain to realize that it's curtailing you from being the best person that you can possibly be. And ultimately, if you're a well-thinking person, that is what you strive for in life, is to be a little bit better than you were yesterday.
Well,
I agree with you, Tony. I really do. And, you know, it's like as far as growing is concerned, as far as yesterday, that's why it's called yesterday. Let it go and move forward. You know, we've all made mistakes in our lives, and that's what you learn from. You learn from your mistakes. And if you keep making the same mistake over and over, you haven't learned anything. You know, because you're going to come across that problem in your future. And you need to learn to go around it, go over it, go under it, go through it, whatever you have to do. But just don't keep making the same mistakes. And there's people out there that do that, and they don't realize it. You know, people on the outside, we can see certain things, but there's people that's making the same mistake. They're not seeing it. They're not feeling it.
Some of those people like them hickeys on their heads, though.
Well, that's true. That's true. And a lot of times it's nothing that you can really say to them. They're going to have to keep knocking their heads up against the wall themselves for them to understand that, you know, I can't keep doing this craziness. You know, so a lot of times it's nothing that we can say. It's just something that they're going to have to experience and get tired of.
And that's where the building process begins. When you get to that point, when you say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Now, there's two sides to that fence, because there's the person that I was talking about when I first wrote this, who experienced the mistake firsthand, and then there's the person committing the mistake, and both parties need to grow. Like Joy just said, you keep doing the same damn thing, but you got to realize that for every action, there's an effect and a consequence.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And sometimes, you know, you keep saying something, what we perceive to be true. I'm not going to start off with the physical misery yet. Today I want to start off with emotional misery, the type of misery that a lot of it is self-inflicted, but we can choose to deal with it in different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to spread it. You don't need to spread the misery. Sometimes you need to contain it like a disease and quarantine it so that it don't spread, because the old cliche always rings true. Misery loves company.
Mm-hmm. And ignorance is bliss.
Indeed, indeed.
Okay.
Now, Mr. K. Diddy, are you there, sir?
Yes, and most definitely.
With your vast knowledge, please tell the listening audience what is your take on what we're talking about presently, sir.
Oh man, I don't even know where to start with that one, man. And I was just thinking now how, you know, sometimes we can get so focused on whatever our path is that we don't take time to smell the roses. But then how can you take time to smell the roses if you don't have a destination after that? So it's wild.
Okay. Okay, where's our Twitter folks chat room and stuff? Do we have any of those?
Not just yet. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Are all our voices coming through clearly? Can we all hear each other?
Yes. Do we have any other callers in the house?
Yeah, we've got a couple people on the line. We've got a block caller that's just chilling on the phone listening with us. We have another 702 person that's just chilling on the phone listening with us. But as usual, you press the number one, you can jump in at any time and join us. I'm going to do the Twitter situation in a moment. But you know, I wanted us to put our thoughts out there on the airwaves so that people can feed off the energy that we're giving, you know what I mean? Because lately I've been reading a few Buddhist books, and the Buddhists have this thing called mindful thoughtfulness, where you have to be aware of where you are. You know, the Buddhists say you have to be in the now. And in the now, you have to curtail your tongue and your actions at time and take a small moment to think before you react and respond to things, because sometimes a lot of things that are said and done, you can't take it back. And it can take a lifetime to repair.
That's like ringing a bell. Once the bell is rung, you can't take it back, baby.
All this time, I thought I was a Baptist, man. Now you're going to tell me I'm a Buddhist.
No. No, he ain't telling you that. It's just, you know, some of the same beliefs. It's just some of the same beliefs, you know. That's all it is.
I'm for sure in the now, boy, because it's rough out there. And everybody that don't really know, it's going to get even worse before it gets better. So if you bullshit.
Oh, you're right.
You really need to step your game up. And you need to get righteous and get real about it, because, you know, it's going to get real, real rough. In the week, it's going to fall along by the wayside. And you heard it right here from your boy, K. Diddy, first.
Man, amen to that. Straight up, brother. You know what I mean? K. Diddy said it best. And you got to get to, once again, mindful thoughtfulness. You got to be in the now with yourself. You got to be in the now with yourself and realize that a lot of times, when you're saying and you're dealing with things, always have your correct thought process, because sometimes it's those petty thoughts that creep in on you. Sometimes those petty thoughts that creep in that take you out of now, and then by the time you catch yourself, you done ruined a good thing, whether it's a business relationship, a friendship, a bond you're trying to build with your child, because, you know what I mean, the misery of your past, it's curtailing you from living up to the full potential that you have.
Sure, you're right.
And you're kind of passing it on. And it's like you don't want to get around it, like Joy said. You got to find a way to get through it, over it, around it. You're just in it.
And, you know, it's like they say, you got to get through it to get to it.
Straight up. Now, since I done made K. Diddy realize that he ain't Baptist, he Buddhist, I'm about to drop some more Buddhism on you. Ready, K. Diddy?
I'm ready. Go ahead, chuck it over here. I'll catch it.
All right. Tell me what you think about this here. Letting go is an act of compassion for yourself. You know what I mean? That statement right there basically sums it up, doesn't it? Letting go is an act of compassion for yourself. Because sometimes, a lot of times, whatever happens is not our own fault, but is what the actions that come after whatever that thing is becomes your fault. You feel me? Because you can drive yourself.
A lot of times it might be that universe just, you know, passing things your way. You know?
Absolutely. But it's what you
do. That universe is like, oh, okay, well, you need to be doing this here. Whether you like it or not, or what, everything is a learning experience. You know,
All I know is, if you don't like barbecue, Vienna sausage,
you know what?
We're trying to be profound here, and he's talking about some damn Vienna sausage and shit.
And you know what? This week, I'm going to let him stretch out on that a little bit, because a lot of times people might hear that, and I know what he's doing over there, because, you know, he's one of them sneaky old foxes who are always trying to hide a message within a message. There's more to the whole Vienna sausages thing. That's why he continually keeps harping on it,
It's on sale.
Oh, buy one, get one free, Joy.
Buy one, get two free. They're trying to get rid of that stuff.
Mr. K. Diddy, could you give us the deeper meaning of that statement that you keep repeatedly saying?
We'll let her have that one, because this is only for people with deep minds anyway.
All right.
You know,
Pinky is having a fit over there, isn't she?
Well, I guess it's that day. I don't know. I have no idea. I thought it was a sound effect, actually.
Mm, Stephen K.
Hey, hold on. I think somebody wants to join us here for a moment. Hold on.
Cool.
We're going to let them in so they can, you know, let us bless us with their presence. 413, you're on. What's good?
Showtime. We on the air?
We on the air,
Bubba. We are live on the air, Showtime.
Showtime is just listening. So, repeat that Vienna Sasha's thing. Maybe I can get deep with it.
Well,
okay,
see, the whole thing about that, when I referenced Vienna Sausage and my sardines, it was in retrospect. You know, we was talking about how some of these young ladies that you date, you know, you have to have a certain status in life. But I always said if a woman could eat Vienna Sausage potato chips with a little ketchup on the side with me, that's the same woman that go to Paris, France, and eat in the best restaurant. It just means she's a ride or die. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. I mean, if they're for you all the way, whether you're on top or at the bottom or in the middle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're not looking at where you are. They're looking at who you are.
Well, you know, see, me, if you can't take the bitter, you can't get the sweet.
Right. Well, I understand that because, you know, well, see, that's what life have all these stereotypes and perceptions and, you know, that we go through in life that, you know, when we look at another individual, we're not really looking at them or their heart. We're seeing their position in life where we can align ourselves with their position where, like the young lady said, you know, life is, it's a learning tree. We're learning, all right? And so instead of trying to keep score on other people in our relationship, we have to learn how to live together. We have to learn how to like each other. We have to learn how to love each other. So if we're in the learning process, then we're always in school, and you know sometimes we might have to be a teacher, but most of the times we're in school and we need to take, you know, and, you know, follow the lesson plan.
But you know what, Showtime, I agree with what you're saying too. But, you know, the way that things are these days with the economy, the way it is, people are looking at economic values. You know, it's like I can be broke by myself. You know, I don't need any help being broke. And, you know, I'm saying that because that's how it is. Men and women look at each other the same. I know a lot of this gold digging stuff is mostly referred to women. That's looking for a man that's got it, but there's women out here that have it, and men are looking for the same thing. And it's about having your own. It's hard out here for a pimpstress or whatever. It's hard out here for everyone. But and there's people out here that's looking to get what they can from somebody else, be it male, female, you know, whatever. You know, and it's a learning process. And if you can take something from somebody else, not saying like financially or something, but learning something from somebody else, that's a good thing. But that's not how it always is nowadays, because it's rough out here. You know.
Well, if you look at it in this spiritual perspective, and being that the Creator is the master teacher, and he's got everybody stressing out because of money, maybe he's trying to teach us a lesson in life that maybe we should not be looking at money, but we should be looking at love and what we can do for each other. So that could be, we're in a special session. Maybe we got too caught up into the material part of life. Maybe we don't understand our real purpose in life. I mean, all things shall pass. You can't take money with you. You can't take anything with you. But in what is priceless, it's love and caring for another individual and helping, you know, I get off on if I can help somebody and they can run up a ladder. That fills me more. I mean, I should be more excited about me running up the ladder, but I really get a joy out of, you know, being able to do something for somebody else and they reap a benefit from it. My philosophy on that is if I help somebody else, well, somewhere down the road, somebody's going to help me.
And you know what, Showtime, I see where you're coming from with that, and I totally agree with you. But I'm looking at, you know, what's going on these, you know, what's going on now. There's so many people that are unemployed. There's so many people that don't have health care. There's so many people that are just suffering, you know, because of the way that things are. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, it's about the spirit. It's about the person. But, you know, that's great. But then look at the fact that I got to keep my electricity on so I can stay warm. It's winter time now. I got to look at the fact that I can keep my water going on. I got to look at the fact that I can feed my family. And a lot of people, you know, are looking at the material things. And it's really not about the material things, but being people in certain situations, that's what they're seeing. You know, they're seeing the material. Okay, well, I need to get this here so I can survive. You know, I got babies. I got, you know, a sick aunt, a sick mother, whatever. You know, so I got to do what I got to do. You feel me?
I feel you, but I recall when I was coming up, we were more into the family business as opposed to the single parent business.
Right.
And because of that, this single parenthood, I mean, a family can work together. You know, husband and wife, the grandfather's there, the grandmother's there, a team. That's a team. But
right.
We've gotten away from becoming a team, and we're running around here like T.O. trying to be individual players. And
right.
I think that's a problem. And so, sure, we got a tough economy. Things are bad. But if you look at this place, America, and then you look at other places in the world, it's rough over there, too. If you look at the whole planet.
Right.
See,
everybody, they're looking at the individual self. Okay, I know it's rough over here, but here I got my kids, you know, so I'm looking at me, you know. So right now, the way the economy is, it's about me. And you can't really blame somebody else, you know, for that because, you know, that's how it is with people, you know. And the economy is rough. The unemployment is like an all-time high. The people that's been working for years and then they've lost their jobs and they're worried about health care. If I get sick, who's going to take care of me? How am I going to take care of my family? You know, I hate to say that, but it's about me. It's a me thing right now. And I see it all the time, and I can agree with what you're saying, but I'm also looking at, you know, what's going on right now. You feel me?
Yeah, I understand.
1-3, go on and jump in. You are live with us.
Jump in, please. We want all opinions.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Passion. I'm just listening to you guys. You guys have got a dynamite conversation going on here. To put the topping on what both of you two are talking about right now, Joy and Showtime, what I think is it's a time where there's no more shucking and jiving. People are looking. If you're going to be with somebody, they want it real. They want
right.
you to come to the table and bring it, like step your
right.
game up, whatever. But you're right, Joy. People would rather be by themselves and go through what they have to go through alone than suffer with the unnecessary bull.
Right. Having to pull another person along with them. You know, I could be miserable by myself. I don't need somebody else that's not handling their business, you know, where I got to pull them too, because it's hard out here. Like I said, it's hard out here for a pimp's dress. It's hard. Okay? So you can do bad by your daggone self.
Yeah, so I think people are still looking for love and relationships. They're not going to sacrifice and put up with it if it's not real for them and if it doesn't work for them because they've already got enough stress on themselves.
Right. You are so right about that. And it's like I said, you know, you can be miserable by your damn self. You don't need company for that. You can do it. You can be miserable by yourself, you know?
Hold on. K. Diddy. I've been waiting for you to jump in because that's a message I hear you preaching all the time. Miss me with the PS. Our brother can do bad by himself. What you bringing to the table? Where you at, bro?
Wow. You talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, you were the only KDD on it, even though I stole your identity for a minute.
Oh, I don't know. I was just listening to y'all go at it, cause, but that is right. You can always do bad by yourself, and it's a whole lot easier to buy one hamburger than it is to buy two.
Thank you.
So,
one buying the sausage versus two.
I've always said, you know, the birds got to chirp, the dogs got to bark, the fish got to swim.
And okay, your current?
So for those that are slow, that means everybody got to do something.
Right on. Right on. Now, everybody done jumped in on that, but, you know, all of y'all have some valid points, but one of the things, you know, and a lot of, sometimes when you say, I can do bad all by myself, there are some people who will jump up and say, there is, oh, that's selfish. Oh, that's selfish. And, you know, most people, when they hear the word selfish, they want to back down off it. Well, no, that's not what I mean. Yes, that is what you mean. Because there has to be a certain measure of selfishness to you, because if I'm drowning, what I need somebody to help push me under the damn water for.
Exactly.
I
can drive by my damn self. I don't need nobody
right.
Push my head up under the water.
You know what I mean? So nobody wants misery added to misery.
You need somebody to pull your head up.
You need
exactly.
Somebody to pull your head up. And, you know, a downward, you know, when you're in a relationship or you're in a business scenario or you're in a family and, you know, you move a family, like you move a family member in and you say, well, look, you know, things kind of slow, but you my blood. You know, come through and get on your feet and gone. And then 2 months later, you still in my house eating my food and running up
and
my
ain't contributing jack.
And ain't contributing nothing, but you trying to give me some kind of guilt trip because we're family. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to hear all that. My mission on this earth was to take care of you. My mission on this earth as a family member is to help you. But you ain't trying to help your damn self, which means you're adding to my burden, which means you're adding to the weight that's already trying to drag a brother under. You know what I'm saying?
And see, that's where all the animosity comes in, you know, towards family, towards friends and stuff like that. When you see that a person not carrying theirs and you carrying them and they're not even trying, okay, it's like, oh, hell no. You know, get
hey
up off your ass and handle yours.
Hey, guys, can I say something?
Please.
I don't know if you guys heard about this DVD that's running around here called The Diary of a Tired Black Man. And it kind of speaks to this. What they're suggesting is that black women are all angry and suffering from the angry black woman syndrome. And in essence, what Joy just said is exactly what the problem is. Women are not angry. They're just fed up with men that are coming in on their lives and feeding them a lot of, you know, okey-doke and then switching up on them in the middle of the game and not bringing their fair share to the table, playing games, running around, whatever, and then wondering why the sisters are angry.
I just got one question. How thin is that line between angry and fed up?
It's very thin because, you know what, you can be angry and fed up at the same time. It's like, look, you know what, bruh, I'm you know, I'm really fed up with you not handling your business, and I'm angry. So it's a very, very thin line. It almost
be fed up and don't be angry.
No, but exactly, because you know, being fed up and angry can cross each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm fed up and I'm sick of your ass. So handle your business or get the hell out. I can do better.
All
I can
right.
Be bad by my damn self. I don't need the extra.
All right, calm
okay.
down. Calm down. We got it. Okay, calm down.
And I'm going to take
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying. It's not that I have to calm down. You know, I'm just making a statement.
It's okay,
I'm just
honey,
making a statement. I'm not angry. I'm just saying.
We got it.
You got it now?
Okay. We got it.
Now, I'm going to speak up for the brothers now because I've let the ladies state their point, and it's a real brother because it took me a while to get here. When I was younger, I used to say, I'm just keeping it real because, you know, K. Diddy always rides me about that because he has issue with that statement. But I consider myself a real brother now. And brothers have a right to also be fed up and frustrated because a lot of times your efforts are in vain because the defense mechanisms are so high that you're assuming that I'm always next man, or because there's similarities in my conversation and my swagger, you're thinking I'm next man. I'm not next man. I'm brother man right here standing in front of you talking to you, and it's not every brother trying to lay up on somebody and get something from them. Because even my days when I was, you know what I mean, Pretty Tony, the author of the book, Slaves Set Your Game Up, available at www.worldmovement.com. Now, even when I was a player, I always held my own. It wasn't always about taking. You know what I'm saying? Now, you do have brothers out there who are constantly taking and not giving nothing in return, but there's also a fact that most women never tend to mention is that most women were so busy giving, they the ones, it's sort of like a spoiled child. I'm going to break this down in a term because if I don't do this, a lot of women going to hear this and get upset. It's sort of like a parent who spoils a child. You never really made that child have to do nothing. You never really made that child know the difference, teach them right and wrong, teach them chores and responsibility. You just kept giving that child and giving that child and giving that child and giving that child. Then when the child turned 24 and still wants stuff, you like, you need to grow up. You never taught the child to grow up. You never gave the child room to grow and be like, well, if you go sweep the yard, I'll give you a dollar. Instead, you gave the child a dollar just because they asked. So the
but
child
Tony.
Keeps asking.
Oh, Tony.
Tony,
oh.
Understand something. Women, we think from the heart. And since we're the nurturers and we bear the children, you know, yeah, we're going to give to them. You know, we're going to give to our children. Yeah, there's times, there's no book out there that tells you how to be a parent. You know, you go from what you were raised with, you go by your instinct, okay? And a woman raising a child is different than a man raising a child. We come from our heart. We're the nurturers. And go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
At the same time that, and I think he was talking about with respect to a man and a woman as well as a mother and a child, but at the
both
same time,
yes,
at the same time that woman is doing for her man, her children or whatever, she's asking and having expectations of them as well. But when you see that they don't never come on top and start delivering, that's where if there's any fed up and anger come in, to the picture, that's where it comes into it. Because somebody is given for you and doing for you out of love doesn't mean they don't have any expectations for you to do something. Get up and empty
right.
the trash, take the clothes to the dirty clothes, make a bed.
Trash out, okay.
Wash the dishes. Do something and bring something to the table. But she wasn't just given because she was too stupid to know any better. She was doing, trying to support and, you know, be there for her family, but it wasn't for you to think that she didn't want you to do nothing and you was the spoiled child and that was your excuse to rip and run the street. And I think that's where a lot of guys get that twisted, that because a sister gets up and stands behind them and try to support them, that they don't have to do nothing.
Right.
And that is not the answer.
That's not the case at all. That's not the case at all. It's like, you know, like I said, women are nurturers. But we still expect for our partner to hold his own. You know, we can't be just pulling the reins all on our own, even though, you know, there's women that have done that, you know, where we've raised the kid and on our own because the fathers weren't there. We work and do everything. And, yeah, when we come into a relationship, we got certain expectations because we've been on our own for so long. When a guy come in and he ain't pulling his weight, oh, yeah, we're going to have some issues with that. We're definitely going to have some issues, especially when you've been doing everything on your own. You know, it's hard. Been there, done that, And you got to understand where a woman is coming from, because there's a lot of men out here, I guess, that's been raised by women, and they figure, you know, the woman's supposed to do everything, and so when they get with another woman that's not having that, okay, well, you know, I'm going to get me a white girl because she'll do whatever I say, because black women got issues. Yeah, we do have issues, because there's a lot of things that we've had to do on our own, being a black female, being a single parent. You know, and when we come into a relationship, there's some stuff we ain't gonna tolerate. Can I get an amen for somebody?
Amen.
But yeah. Well, hold on, I'll let you see. I'm one of the brothers who's willing to let a woman speak her piece, because we ain't always right. And wow, that the chat room just jumps off. Somebody called Throne of a Set says, showing the love back. It's not about trying to use, it's about reciprocating. Of course, the reciprocation, that's one of the main things, that's the big part of playology, where I try to tell brother, you have to reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just constantly be taking and taking and not giving. But I'm going to speak up for the brothers right now, because I just let you and Passion ride. And y'all are making some valid points, and I'm not knocking it. But you also got to understand that there are some women out there who are giving, 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 and not letting know what expectations, like a brother supposed to be psychic and know what your expectations are. Just the
okay.
way there are brothers out there who give to women and keep giving and giving, closed mouth don't get fed, man.
Exactly, exactly.
So if you don't speak up and tell me what's going on, what's cracking, what you need from me and what I need from you, how am I supposed to know? Because how you assuming. That's why you got to speak up for yours. Oh,
no,
Tony,
about
understand
sense.
Too.
Everybody ain't got common sense.
Okay, Tony,
what?
Understand too. There's some women out there that are afraid to speak up because of whatever has happened in their life, okay? But believe me, there's a more of a majority out there of women, especially black women, that will let you know, honey, I'm not having this, okay? And that's why I think there's a lot of single black women out here, because we speak up. And we're not taking it because of the way that we were raised. And when you got grown and then had to handle, you know, the household by yourself. And when you do come into a relationship with a man, there are certain expectations that you expect, you know. And then there's a lot of black men out here saying, oh, well, black women, they just too mean, you know, they just, you know, got too much attitude. Yeah, we have attitudes. We, you know, because of what, the things that we've had to deal with. And there's a lot of black men out here, and I love my black men to death. But I have seen black men out here that would just kick back and let a woman take care of them and not being that man that they're supposed to be. You know, I've had experience before I got married of men. You think, you know, because I'm a black man, you know, you're supposed to do, no, bruh, okay?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't need for you to do this. I can do this on my own, but you're going to be in my life. You're going to be in my kid's life. You better bring it, okay?
Yeah.
And it's not about, you know, what I can do for you. It's what we do for each other.
Exactly.
There's a lot of black men out there that don't see that. And, yeah, there's a lot of black women that are submissive and will just take anything, you know, that comes to them, and that's not good either.
And to follow up on that, Tony, I think the women are telling the men what they want, what they need, but what too many of them do is they run out, they're laying out in the street when they don't want to do one little bit you ask them, they go find another woman and start keeping house somewhere else to avoid coming home, and then when they do come home, first thing they holler, all you want to do is bitch and go like, that's how we get there, because the women are telling them what they want and what they need, and they're not trying to hear it. All they want to do is come in and take control of somebody's home and say, I'm the man.
Exactly. When control has already
okay.
been taken
okay.
by the woman,
right.
that's had
right.
to
right.
lay it down like that.
All right, and y'all have made y'all point, but I also want to step in here because, you know, this is what I do. I don't have no problem with this conversation. Ooh, the chat room is jumping off.
Bring it.
So
bring
they,
it.
They said they love them some brothers, you know what I mean? And one lady said she speaks her mind.
Love our brother.
Now, the question I have to put out here and what I tell people all the time is, and I just heard y'all get a lot off y'all chest, is
A lot of times sisters don't know when and where to address a situation because of the raw emotion of the things that y'all been through. You think that every venue is open for you to perform. You know what I'm saying? You have to be tactful in your approach. It's the same thing with brothers. You know what I mean? You have to be tactful in your approach, how you say things to people, how you come at people when you're talking about things. And sometimes you do lay out expectations and all that stuff, and some brothers don't live up to them. But a lot of times y'all come down like a hammer before a brother can show his potential as to what he can or can't do. You just laying stuff on top of him. You know
no,
what I mean?
Tony. No,
the
you know, there has to be a situation, excuse me, but baby, but there has to be an a situation because nobody wants to be by themselves, okay? And there has to be a situation that arises for a woman to come up and say, look, brah, okay, you've been up in here like 6-8 months and you ain't done shit? Uh-uh. You know, it's not that kind of party, okay? So I guess there's a lot of guys that feel that, okay, well, you know, she's an angry black woman. Okay, yeah, we are angry, and we're not going to let some man, some able-bodied man that's going to come up in our life, sit up on the ass and ain't doing nothing. Okay? There's
that.
Bills that got to be paid. There's food that got to be bought. You want to eat? You want to keep the electricity on? You want to watch the game every Sunday? Well, that all of that got to be paid for, bruh. And if you're going to be all up in my life, get up off your ass and handle your business. Can
all
I get
right.
an amen
now,
from somebody?
Amen. Amen up in here. Amen. But at the same time, I don't hear nobody around here mentioning. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, you bring
all
mention,
right.
Then there are the women. I let the women speak their point. Then there are the women in there who
mm-hmm.
think you're supposed to just lay up on a brother. You understand? Like, you know, you
oh, it works both ways. Maybe it works
like
both ways.
It's a gift to the planet where a brother is supposed to constantly be given, but it's a mutually beneficial thing that we're looking for.
Can I tell you that that's
amen,
exactly.
Damn it. This person said, amen, damn it. That
please
other
let
said,
my girl up
heaven?
In there. Passion.
What, the
speak your passion,
person,
passion.
You can do nothing? Yeah, that, whose fault is that? Whose fault is it for you to let somebody lay up on you for 6 months and don't do nothing?
Well, you know, if, you know, women, like I said, we are nurturers. You know, and we want to feel that, okay, well, you know, he's up in my life and stuff. You know, I'm feeling him and everything, and I want him to feel me too. But a lot of times when a brother sees that, oh, okay, and I'm not saying all men are like that. I'm not saying
thank
that. So
you. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that all men are like that, but there are some out there that feel, home's probably got it going on up in here, so I can just kick back and relax and just do my fizzle. No, bruh. Okay, it takes two to tango. Okay, you want to eat, you gotta pay. Okay, you want to play video games, you better keep that electricity on. It's not just about me doing it by my dadgone self. Okay, get up off your monkey ass and handle your business.
Hold on, Joy. Somebody named Chicago Larry said, who died and said that women make the rules anyway?
That's the problem. We're not trying to make the rules, but at the same time, we don't want some man coming in on our already built home, like she said, sitting back thinking, oh, everything's all tight and nice, and I ain't got to do nothing but sit up on the couch and take over this woman's remote and start telling you what you can and cannot do and who's in charge.
Thank you for bringing Chicago. I was born in Chicago. I was born in Cook County Hospital, baby, so bring it. I ain't scared of you. Bring it.
Somebody named Kermit Green said, what you call nurturing, some people might call tricking.
Okay, it ain't tricking when you got it, okay? I play the song all the time. I ain't what?
Tricking is when men.
Men got standards, too. Men got standards, too. Ooh, it's cracking.
And I believe that. I believe that. I do not believe.
A lot of these men.
Let me say this here. I love my black men. And there are some very, very strong black men out here that handle the business. And we black women, we like that. you know. But then you got your few out here that make a whole bunch of other black men really look bad because they sit on their ass, oh, I'm watching the game, I'm going to take over the TV today, okay? And you might have one TV, you might have one TV in the house, okay? And it's like, look, bro, you know, we're going to have to divide this shit up in here. You're okay, because I love you. I won't be here cooking dinner and stuff, so you want to eat? We're going to have to watch a little Lifetime up in here today, brah. Okay.
Hey, Joy, this one is for you again. Kermit said, why a brother can't eat free for 6 months anyway?
Oh, because you need to get up off your lazy monkey ass and do your thing, bruh. Okay? I ain't eating for free for no damn 6 months, so your black ass can't be eating for free either. What? Yeah, I said it. I ain't scared of you. If I gotta go out and be the hunter and the gatherer and the cooker, your black ass can get out there and do the damn same thing I'm doing.
Oh, somebody said, oh, so you do cook for your man.
I cook for my man. I cook for myself. Yeah, I ain't got a problem with it. But I'm not just doing it, you know, so he can sit on his ass and do that. You gonna have to bring it, bro, because I can eat and cook for my damn self. I don't need to be doing that for somebody else that ain't gonna bring something to the table. Did you hear me? You heard me?
Uncle Larry is in here.
Do I need to say a little bit louder? What?
Nah, we got a couple people in here talking about, you know, somebody said that sometimes a lot of women are gold diggers, and Chicago Larry says sex is not enough for money.
Say what now?
They say if I'm putting the pipe down, you need to trick.
Okay. Oh, look here, bruh. You know what? I can go over to the adult store and buy me a vibrator and put my own damn pipe down, okay? So if you ain't bringing it like you're supposed to, I don't need that. If that's the only thing that you can bring to the table, I don't need you.
All right. Now, this young lady said what we as women need is to give to brothers for a while, and when they don't reciprocate, we get rid of them.
Duh.
Okay. Well, y'all
okay.
Got
woo.
Y'all got
see, y'all have got me started and shit.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. It's been jumping off up in the chat room.
I love it.
Switchboard. Hold on. We got a 414 caller that wants to jump in. Let me let him in. Area code 414. You're on with us.
Atlanta.
Wow. This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is your girl, Miss PG. I'm going to take over in there. I need to ask this woman, excuse me, lady, what's your name?
Joy.
Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you this as nicely as possibly I can with no disrespect intention at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sitting here and I was listening, and you said the man laid up in there for 6 months and didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Chicago Larry. And
Yeah, so, Chicago Larry, the chat room tripping.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm watching. I'm reading. Wait a minute. You said 6 months he didn't do nothing. He didn't rob. He didn't hustle. He didn't steal. He didn't sell drugs. He didn't do nothing. And you cooked and you worked. What the fuck? Who does that?
Oh, but you know what? I'm just saying 6 months. There's a whole lot less than 6 months nowadays, baby girlfriend, okay? Because to me, I'm an older woman. And I'm old school.
Okay.
And I'm like, look, bruh. You know, it's been
how old?
2 months now, you ain't done what you're supposed to do. What? You
need
to get off the park.
Hold on. I'm confused. Are you married or are you in a, I'm just
I'm married, but I was a single mother for a long time. I've been married for 12 years now, and
okay.
I've been a single mother for a long time, and I'm just talking from experience.
Oh, no,
okay?
I am too, because
right.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
And it's not really about 6 months. The way the economy is nowadays.
I'm tipping off 2 weeks. I don't cook at all whatsoever.
Okay.
Period.
Girlfriend, like 2 weeks. Uh-oh, you ain't bringing a bread. You got to go. Okay? I hear you.
For one, if you can't feed me and my kids, I can't talk to you, fuck you, none of that.
Okay, I'm giving her a little time. Homestead is here.
I'm not a little gold digger shit because I don't want your money. I ain't known that. But my whole thing is, don't think you can lay up in this motherfucker and not do a goddamn thing. You better pick up the phone, wash the motherfucking dish, watch the motherfucking kids or something, and my dinner better be done when I get home. I don't care if I don't leave your house.
And see, girlfriend,
tell yourself to take over.
Are you from Atlanta, right?
No, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, Milwaukee is like, look, I'm giving you 2 weeks. You know, I'm old school, so I'm going to give you a little time. Milwaukee is like, you ain't got shit coming. You either bring
it
or
what are you offering a brother in return, Milwaukee? What are you offering a brother in return?
I offer you the best thing ever, me.
Okay.
Now, I'm a very strong individual. I support your ass to the fullest. I stand by your motherfucking side. When everything needs to be done, I got you.
Okay.
There's no need for you to have to, you know, look nowhere else. I got you. My whole thing
is, I'm not going to cook. But you say bring something to the table is what you're saying.
Hey, I'm going to come over and hit that. Okay, what you bringing my kids?
Especially when you can get up off your ass and get a job and stuff, you're able to.
If you can do it, your monkey ass can do it too. If you got
a
job, that's great. I'm not going to look bad at you because you hustle. If you hustle, that's what you do. That's great. As long as you're doing something productive, somehow, some way. You got to help me somewhere. I can do bad by my motherfucking self.
Thank you. Can I get an amen?
I don't need anybody up in here with
that one.
And still, me, so I'm like, oh, well, damn, well, my kid's going to eat tomorrow.
Okay, I got to say something. Chicago Larry, you a fool.
I don't need no man to
find
me.
Bring Chicago Larry. Ain't nobody scared of him.
Chicago Larry, you a
fuck
fool.
Chicago Larry. Stop. Like a punk ass nigga.
Okay, hold on. Throne of a set, it's hard for a woman in this world, especially a black woman.
It's hard for any woman. The whole thing about this black woman, that I feel y'all on that. The only women I don't support is them dumb white ones. But if you a smart white one, I'm with you. It's Latin women that feel the same way as black women.
Okay, so y'all
it's
just
a lot of Latin women
don't
want no bust down, raggedy ass, dusty ass nigga, bitch, none of that. So my whole thing, if you a dusty motherfucker, you find you another dusty motherfucker to be with, and you dusties make clouds together.
Hold on, Milwaukee. 200, you're back on the air with us. What's good?
Go ahead, Milwaukee.
213, I think that's K. Diddy. What's up, brother?
Hey, I was going to give out an address because we're going to take donations for all the dusty-ass people. I want to send all the donations to the dusty-ass people, and I'm going to make sure that they get them, so I want you to send them in care of K. Diddy.
We're going to take care
of all the dusty-ass people, and we're going to make sure they get an autographed copy of Player Step Your Game Up for Christmas.
And make sure that they got plenty of lotion for their dusty ass, okay?
Lotion ain't going to do
them
no justice.
Yes, indeed. And you know what?
Wow.
While I got all these outspoken ladies on the phone, a lot of times brothers don't know, and I, you know, the only time I have an issue with a woman being outspoken is when you don't know that there's certain etiquette and rules and regulations. You can't act a certain way in every environment.
You told me you had a problem when they talk too damn much.
Excuse me? Stop saying ignorant shit and the bitch won't have to talk so motherfucking much. That's the only time
I'm
on your face when you say ignorant shit.
Can I get an amen on that one? Thank you, Milwaukee.
If you don't say ignorant shit, she won't say shit. If you do what you do,
and
she
what,
do
what
her do, then
what
be.
And what do you define as ignorant, my dear Milwaukee? Lady.
No, what do you define as ignorant? What do you define as
ignorant?
I live
in Milwaukee, so my name is Mrs. PG.
Say your name again?
Mrs. PG, Mrs. Platinum Goddess, be me, ICB all day, AndonBotany.com, where it goes down.
Platinum Goddess in the house.
That's right, yes.
Platinum Goddess in the house.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm a firm believer that everybody has the universal right to express themselves.
I agree.
I'm a firm believer that I should be able to talk to you and you should be able to talk to me.
True.
But I'm also a firm believer in that there's a time and a place for everything. And on some real ish, a lot of times people don't, and I must give this to the brothers too, because sometimes, you know, when I hear like a trifling Negro gonna go up to a woman's job, you know what I'm saying? You taking bread out of the family mouth. You taking bread out of her mouth. So I don't support nothing like that. So when I say what I'm about to say, this is directed at both brothers and sisters.
Okay, go ahead.
Bring
you don't
it.
Come up to nobody's source of income and show your ass.
No, you don't do
we're
that.
Out in a pub, if we're out in public at a restaurant, that's not a place for us to air our dirty laundry. We air
right.
our dirty laundry in a conversation one-on-one in the privacy of our car, in the home,
mm-hmm.
or somewhere that we've agreed upon. You don't just think because you see my associate standing there, you have the right to just go off and open your mouth and say the dumbest.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But a lot of times, and now I'm going to switch to the sisters. A lot of times, sisters, based on Negroes that they used to deal with, feel that they have the time and the place anytime they damn well choose.
No,
to
no, no. Because
no,
at the end of the day,
no,
if you fuck up my money, I'm beating
case,
that
Tony.
Ass.
That's not always the case, Tony. You know, a lot of times before a woman says something, a brother got to show his ass before she has to go off on him and let him know, I'm not having it. Pastor,
I'm
where you at, girl? Where you at?
Let us be at a grocery store
right.
and you say some ignorance, you're going to get it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to stop doing
exactly.
what I'm doing to go to your job and fuck up no money. Oh, hell no, because at the end of the day, you bringing that to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, to the pot, I'm going to put it that way.
Right.
Because
so,
I'm not no gold digging ass
come.
Bitch. I take care of me and my own. Now,
right.
what you contribute is what you contribute. But you
right.
ain't not going to contribute nothing.
So, Tony, you can't come with that, you know, women, you know, always got something. Yeah, we do have something to say. When it's coming to us negative, we're going to be like, oh, hell no. Uh-uh. Especially when you've had to do for your own for a long time, okay? And it's not, you know, we love our brothers. We love our black men. But a lot of times our black men don't bring it like they're supposed to. So we got to put them in their place and stuff. Can I get an
AP? Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Time out. Stop the press. Hold the hell up. What the hell is their place?
Showtime needs space on this. All right, first of all.
We got showtime. Bring it, brah.
So I'm going to bring it. First of all, okay, if you're one and you have kids, then you really don't need a man to move in to your house. You need to be moving into a man who has a house and space for your kids. So the problem when you get into all these relationships.
I can't understand nothing you're saying. You're yelling and it's not coming.
Yeah.
So I need to hear what you
yeah.
said. I think you said somebody's supposed to move in with a motherfucking man. I don't need to move with no motherfucking man. I do my own. Don't do me.
Okay.
Well,
I think, Showtime, if you can, like, back up off the
Hershey Kisses.
Bit, the
hey,
phone.
Mom.
That way we
yeah,
can hear
it's
you.
Your girl, Miss Fiji. Hey.
We can hear you. And I can see where you're coming from with that.
I'm coming from all this. Okay, if you this selection process. When you're picking a person that you want to share time with and space, you need to get all that squared away in the interview process. So later on down the road, there are not going to be any problems. The red flags are come up right up front. Whether this person's going to take care, be a part of your family, are they going to help you with your kids or your life? You know, you get all that done early on, that way you don't have any complications and problems. You can't take a person and you have a responsibility and an overhead to carry and try to get them to come up to your expectations and needs if it's not there in them. If they don't have it.
I called in because the comment was made. I don't have these issues, nor have I ever had them.
Right.
I called
right.
in because I heard this comment. Therefore,
and you
for
know
those
what,
who don't know, I'm happily married. I don't have these issues.
And
never
you know what,
did when I wasn't married.
A lot of times you're talking about the interview process. You might interview somebody, and they might tell you anything until you get into that relationship. And things totally
change. Oh, he know
me
and lie. He know everybody
yeah.
lies. Everybody
men me. Lie, women lie, all of that.
Everybody
but
me.
You know, so it's a learning process because they can tell you anything. You know, talk about an interview process. Oh, hell no. Okay, like, oh, yeah, baby, I make $100,000 a year. I can do this, do that, and the other. And the dude working at McDonald's part-time. Okay, so, you know, anybody can tell you anything. It's a learning process of being around that person. Okay.
Yeah,
can I respond to that?
Oh, please, go ahead. Wait, let Passion. Go ahead, Passion.
Wait 6 months.
This is to the gentleman.
Go ahead,
Passion. First of all, none of us are at this time in that type of situation.
Right.
We were responding to a DVD that I was telling them that was going around about the Diary of a Tired Black Man. Second of all, It's called bait and switch, what you're talking about, where a man comes into your life and they're telling you everything they think you want to hear, and trying to, pretending to be Prince Charming. Then you get in something with them, and then they switch up the game on you. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about these women that are being naive out here and are taking men or losers very in their lives. We're talking about the ones that are pretending and perpetrating on women to get into their lives, and then they're not bringing it.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what, you know, when you talk about an angry black woman, oh, yeah, okay, you've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled because of somebody that you wanted to be with, and they, you know, come with, okay, baby, I can do this, I can do that. And then when the time comes for you to show what you're working with, bend over, show what you're working with, and you can't bend over and you ain't got nothing to show. Okay, so, yeah, that angers a lot of, you know, that angers a lot of women. Okay, and it works both ways. I'm not just saying that. It works both ways. But, Rob, you got a lot of women out
there. Hold on. Switchboard. Joy, don't go nowhere. Hold on, sweetheart. I got to get you back up in here to finish that
okay.
Talk. Got to get you. Go right ahead, and I'll finish that thought.
And it's like I said, you know, you have a lot of single women out here that's head of the household, okay? And I've been there, and I've done that. And it's hard. Like I said, it's hard out here for a pimpstress. It's hard out here for a pimp or whatever you want to call yourself. But when you come together with another person, you expect that person to be equal with what you have to offer. When somebody comes up in your life, you know, perpetrating, I can do this and do that, and it doesn't happen, whether you're male or female, that's enough to piss off the good humor man.
Yeah,
okay?
But people need to step up their own damn game and quit trying to make everybody else responsible. Because if you don't know how to choose better, and if you don't know how to see what you see,
but a lot of times you're talking about
choosing. At the end of the day, who are you gonna hold responsible?
But
Kay,
you're talking about choosing better. Somebody
can deliver
you a line of bullshit that
exactly.
You
gotta be able to see that bullshit real, recognize is real, and game recognizes game. So therefore, if you fail for the bullshit, it's not that person's fault; it's your own.
Exactly. That's my point. My point is, it's their job to bring you that bullshit if that's what they're about. It's your job to protect your ass. So because you ain't up on your job, you can't get past it. Them, step your shit up. And that way you don't have to be angry. You don't have to be bitter. You don't have to be mad. You don't have to be none of that shit. You're just on top of your own shit. You're doing you.
Somebody's complaining.
Go ahead, bro.
Can a player play whatever your name is? Somebody's complaining they can't hear your show. I thought I'd throw that to your attention. She's
okay.
Like, why can't I hear
you?
Oh,
wow. They can't hear it?
That.
I don't know. The switchboard
I told them I don't know. I told them refresh. Although, y'all do have players that want to speak to you guys. Hold on. Kermit McGreen.
Hey, what up with you, brother?
Bring it home.
Hey, you see, this is my thing, right? Recently, I've been listening to a lot of these shows and shows like this, and it seems like all women been doing is complaining and putting themselves in the role of a victim. I mean, regardless of whatever you do, if you get played or you did the playing, you had a role and involvement in it, right? So at the end
Straight
of the
up.
Day, shouldn't it be a life lesson? And if you keep falling for the same people, don't that reflect back on you?
Yeah,
step your
I
game
agree
up,
with
baby.
You.
That's all
I
I'm
agree
saying.
With you. I
step
agree.
Your shit up.
I agree with you, bro. But, okay. But understand where a woman is coming from. A woman wants to believe
yourself,
that somebody
woman.
Is going to come into their life and make it better for them. You know, and then when you get a brother up in here that's going to lie and do everything he can to get up in there to make it easier for himself, a relationship is called relationship because
hey, but check this out, though,
both
right?
sides.
You know what
okay?
I hear? You know what I hear right now? And you know what I'm saying? I'm a retired male whore, so I'm going to keep it real with you, right? What
retired,
I hear?
What now?
I'm a
wait,
retired
wait, wait.
Male whore. I'm going to keep it 100.
Okay. I got
I'm a retired
you.
Man whore. Now, what I just heard
okay.
right there was, look, I'm vulnerable at certain aspects and levels, and if you kick it with me and pay attention to some of the stuff I'm saying, I'm willing to pay what I weigh to get in. And you know what I'm saying? It pretty much take care of you as long as you do the things I want you to do. You can't send off them vibes of like, you know what I'm saying, just because you can't settle. If you a top-notch woman like you should feel, you ain't finna settle for these bottom-dumb fools. You know you deserve a certain thing. So
exactly.
If you keep settling for these cats that's playing on you, it's like watching football. You tipping your plays. I know you finna run over to the middle to the left, so I'm gonna beat you there. I'm gonna do the things you want to do, and I'm gonna pretend like, yeah, I really care. I'm gonna be the best dog-ass nigga that you ever had in your life.
Mama like. Mama like, okay?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those of y'all just joining us, welcome to the Play of Play. It's been cracking on here today with Miss Platinum Goddess, and my man, Mr. McGreen over there, just dropped some knowledge on you. There's an old cliche, man. A lot of y'all don't, you know what I mean? Stop being ignorant and stop being blissfully ignorant.
Okay.
You run game on me one time, shame on
me. Shame on me.
You understand what I'm saying? But if the second time, I'll even let the second time it go by. Maybe I didn't
know
what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But if I let this be a continual process where it's suddenly now, and this is for brothers and sisters, because on Can a Player Play, we don't discriminate.
True that.
It's on both sides. They got brothers out there talking about, I can't find no good woman. A woman always using me. No, brother. You came in like a trick, so she treated you like a trick. You came in the game spending your whole paycheck, so now she expect that. You should have came in there as you are. This is who I am. What you say?
And barbecue vine and sausage, you do wonders.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. Barbecue. You know what I mean? In the book Playology, I wrote about a cat named Doormat Danny. Doormat Danny is a brother who let women just wipe his dead damn feet on him anytime, buying broad car, doing this and that, and wondering why they treat him like a trick. You come in the game as a trick. You got to come in the game holding your balls and be like, this is my balls, man. Same thing with the women. You understand what I'm saying? Women, you got to come in there and know that what you got between your leg, the ultimate end game, is that a brother want it. So you come in there, you hold that like, so what's up? What you doing to get this? Then I'm going to tell you what I'm playing with, and you tell me what you working with, and somewhere in between, we form the bridge and the bond to get the party cracking. But, you know, my man just made a good point. Everybody, you know, women always want to play the violin, and brothers too. Well, I'm tired.
Thank you.
Played.
Yeah, make sure that you specify.
I'm tired of getting played. I'm tired of getting. If you're still getting played, something wrong with you, bro.
Right.
Or sister.
That's right. You're right about that.
Yeah,
I'm that.
Right.
I give you that.
Like, when
you,
if you pick the certain person, like, for a point, you know, if you get all psychos, you know, then there's something about you that retired, you know, that attracts psychos. So therefore, you need to find out the pattern of the people that you choose. And be like, okay, well, when I was with Tom, Tom did this. Now Bob is doing that. Now Phil is doing that. Obviously, you're picking that pattern.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next time, Keith better not fit the same pattern as the rest. You got to switch it up.
Give the girl a cookie. Give the girl a cookie. Give it so. Identify the pattern. Open up your damn mind and see what's happening. Like, okay, you know what I mean? And on some real ish. That's what Playology is about. A lot of times the people hear that name, and we throw it out there on the show because, you know, the show is based on the book. They think it's about teaching people how to play each other and stuff. No, it's teaching you about being the best you that you can be, to stand up and don't let nobody piss on you and tell you that it's raining.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Y'all from
and
Chicago?
That's what I love. Can a player
play?
Can a player play? It's not about being a player against each other. It's about being a player of life, learning
there
things.
You go.
Learning things.
You know what I mean?
You know,
y'all from Chicago by chance? Where y'all from?
We all from Vegas, baby.
Vegas?
This is Vegas,
wow.
Baby. Okay, and like I said, it's about being a player.
I was talking about player. That's that Chicago shit.
Okay, but this here, we're talking about being a player of life. Okay, a lot of us have been around for
some global shit.
Right, and we've been, a lot of us have been around for a long time, and we're trying to put some knowledge out there. You know, and I love the fact, I love people calling in. I like the controversy. Yeah, I will talk some shit, and I'll start some shit. You know, just to get the opinions of other people. And opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one.
True.
And it needs to be out there. You know, because whatever knowledge that you got can help somebody else.
That's why
whether
I have
realize.name.com
where
right,
it goes down.
Right. Whether you realize it or not, You know, you can help somebody else. And I like that. That's why we came up with Can a Player Play, because it's about being a player of life. We're not trying to play each other.
You know what I'm saying? So I wish I would have checked it out sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I ain't on that. And then I'm like, I ain't with my camp. I ain't going there because I'm going to end up in some trouble. Because every time I try shows, it's not in my camp. And it's a host of us in our camp. Whenever
is this in your camp now? Is this in your camp?
I can listen to you. Yeah, I can mess with y'all. I can come here more often. But, you know, the only way you gonna, if you go to indiebuilding.name.com where it goes down, where it's a whole social network of
everybody
supporting
us. We're going
to
come check you out.
Throw it out. Well, we appreciate anybody's input, because you never know who you might be able to help out there.
Right.
You know, whether it's negative, positive, or whatever, everybody's got their own opinion. And you never know who you might be able to help out. You know, I come with it. You know, I don't care. I ain't scared of nobody. I'll talk some shit. You know,
right.
I'll start.
As long as you stand by what you say, I have
exactly.
no problem.
Exactly. And I will stand by that. And if it's going to be able to help somebody out, I'm with that. You know,
right.
And I love the fact that we can do this every Sunday.
Yo, LaShawn.
Hey, I'm going to throw
what?
A website.
Do that. I mean, because, like I said, it's a social network. It's, you know, I'm not going to say mine is better than everybody else's. I personally feel that it is, because it's like a one-stop shop. It's like MySpace and Facebook on crack, and actually everybody there supports everything that you're doing. Like, I got shows. I got music. And my people support me no matter what. They tell me if they like it. They tell me if they don't. And we can talk as real people.
Right.
Hershey Kiss, I'm going to tell you this, baby. Matter of fact, that's what you said. All men are not dogs. They are some good men.
No, they're not. They're not.
We appreciate you saying that. And enough sisters don't say that. And that's a lot of things. You know, it's a two-way street. There are not enough brothers, you know what I mean? And I'm one of these brothers who tell the truth. They're not brothers out there handling your business. You want to move up in a woman's house and call it your house while you ain't never bought nothing up in there. You just gave her some dick for a week. Now you calling up the homeboys and saying, yeah, we just got a new place, you know?
We got a wee shit, okay?
I keep it 100%. You know what I mean? I say all the time, who the hell is we?
Okay.
You move up to somebody's shit a week because you dicked her down and you driving the car. Oh, yeah, we just got a new spot, you know, at the 42-inch TV. Who the hell is we?
But you know what? Not to flip y'all subject or nothing. I just want to know, what do y'all feel about women that try to have kids just to keep a man? How does that work?
Oh, that ain't even right. You know, I'm a female and myself, okay? Because having a baby to keep a man, that's not going to keep him.
That's all I've been saying.
Keep him.
I had to ask your opinion because you did that 6 months with no reason. I had to ask your opinion.
That it's not going to keep him, baby.
No.
Okay, I've had my children. Okay, they had the same father. He's a walking asshole with ears. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But I wasn't trying to keep him by having babies. I had two. That was
mm-hmm.
it. Okay, and I raised them on my own. You know, and I feel that a woman trying to have babies to keep a man, that is not going to keep a man. Okay? They might
just
want
to hear your opinion because some people
right.
think it is, and I need to know
exactly.
more.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, the guy might want to be in their kid's life, but that doesn't mean that he might want to be in your life.
Right.
Okay, because you got men out there, okay, we have babies together. I want to be in my kids' life. There's some real men out there that want to do that. But being a woman and you think you're going to trap somebody by being pregnant and that's going to do the daggone thing or gold diggers and all of that, no. Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Yo, I
you
got to
be a real woman
out.
About yours.
Yeah, I want to put something else out there, and this is for the brothers, for you dumbass, ignorant Negroes who
mm-hmm.
sing the song about I want to see my kids. I want to see my kids. Why are you keeping my kids from me? Then when you get around the kids and you're in the house, mysteriously, all you're doing is chasing behind your baby mama or your ex-wife, and the
right.
kids sitting there like, Daddy, play with us. Nigga, please.
The reason why I even brought that up, because I had just did a show, and I was asking, what was the dumbest thing you've ever heard in a relationship? And this dude told me that the girl said that she was 3 months pregnant with him in July, but they fucked in December. And I want to know what was so super about his sperm. They can last that many months to get her pregnant in, you know, 3 months in July.
Right.
I like you.
I like you, girl.
I
you
like
got to call
you.
In every week. We need to talk to you
I
every
like
week,
you.
Okay?
I swear I like you.
Well,
I
thank you.
Look.
I appreciate it.
Mama like, girlfriend. Mama like. Okay? So you got to call it every week.
Okay.
But wait a minute, Passion, where you at? I know you're on the phone, Passion. I know you got your 2 cents to put in. Where you at, girl?
No, Passion kind of took off. Oh, no, Passion is there. Hold on.
Come on, Passion. Bring yours, baby girl.
Hey, Diddy. Go ahead. I heard you talking about you want to ask a question. Go ahead.
Oh, what I want to say, Tony, is this is to the gentleman that came on talking about the women playing the victim roles. We're not talking about women who are playing the victim roles. We're talking about Black women getting a bad rap as being labeled.
I'm going to have to stop you there. His question, his statement was he's been going to a lot of shows, and that's all he's been hearing was something why they can't keep a man. Their man is always leaving. Their man goes to strip clubs. He's like, well, in order to keep your man, you got to actually be there. Just because y'all was friends first and y'all fucked don't make it a better relationship.
Thank no, you. I heard what he said. He's talking. He started talking about all these women that are playing the victim roles with the violin.
On the show that he's been listening to, correct? I'm listening.
The point that I'm saying is, my whole point in starting this conversation was that we don't want to have that bad rap on the heads of Black women, this angry Black woman syndrome. It's not about women being angry. It's about women being fed up. So people are playing the victim role.
That's the difference.
They set their own self up. If they keep falling for the same pattern, they deserve what they get. I'm not going to let that fly because they're not victims. They did not get set up. They put themselves in that position to get fucked. And if you put yourself in to get fucked, at the end of the day, you're going to be fucked.
Especially
regardless
with
if you want to or not.
Grief
I'm making is all sisters ain't running around here because
he didn't say all. He didn't say
all. I'm not talking about what he's saying. I'm talking about what I'm saying. And I'm saying everybody, all of us know two or three sisters that's singing this song. And it ain't all because they put themselves in a position to be a fucked. So that can't be.
If you would have heard the shows that he listened to.
No, I'm not talking about the show that he's listening to. I'm talking about the video that I'm talking about that I saw that's running around town.
Okay, let me tell you this quick story. I kind of understand what you're saying, but let me tell you this quick story. I have a sister who has this trifling-ass baby daddy. I told her he was a trifling-ass baby daddy. This nigga went to prison 3-4 times while they was together. She has a baby by this motherfucker. While he was in prison, she was still faithful to this nigga, only for her to move out of town, go miles and miles away to a different motherfucking state, 2 different states with this nigga, only to find out after their child is 3 that he's been married the whole time. He has another motherfucking woman somewhere else, but your dumb ass didn't want to listen to a motherfucker like me because I'm the younger sister when I'm telling you this nigga is trifling as fuck. Everybody told you not to go, but now you needed us to send your ass back home because this motherfucker left you once he got you out of state? What the
okay.
fuck? She said, that
example.
I love Home Sally. I love you, girlfriend. Call in every Sunday, okay?
She set herself up for it. Now she's crying victim. Now she's crying victim. Now she got her 3 kids. Her oldest one is 17 with a baby. She didn't even have that girl. The baby, her oldest ain't even been living with her for months. She's been living with me and my mama. But now you up here crying, boo, hoo, hoo. You ain't got no money, no job. You got no place to stay because your dumb ass left with your baby daddy. That everybody and their mama told you was right.
Oh,
I don't want to hear about people motherfuckers don't put themselves in no position to get played. I know.
Do you think he's the only one? In the chat room.
The point is, do you think he's the only one? I love him. I love it.
So, I don't want to hear about them being set up. The only way you got set up is if you was a dumb white blonde woman. That's the only way you got set up.
Wait a minute now. I'll be blonde from time to time now.
I said a dumb blonde white woman. If you want to fit that category, you go right ahead.
I ain't white, but I do have a blonde streak from time to time.
I'm just telling you that might explain a little something. But
hey. I'm gonna say this. This has been the most off-chain show in a while.
Okay. Oh, I'm telling you.
Larry,
and I'm loving this here. We got to do
Larry,
this. We got to take this up next Sunday,
you.
Tony.
I'm
okay.
Kidding.
And yeah. Home Sally, you know you got to call in. And Passion, I love you. You know, you got to be there, too. We got to have all of this here. Okay? We got to
you
have all of this.
I'm gonna be the holidays is coming up. Everybody gonna be pissed off because they ain't got what they think they need to have and stuff like that. So, you know, I love it. Call in wherever you are. Okay. Showtime, we love you too. You know, and like I said, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one, and we want to hit it. We want to hit.
So can I ask another question?
Kiss.
Sure, baby, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm go ahead and talk about Hershey Kiss. That's my girl. ICB all day, baby.
Yeah, Hershey Kiss. I see what you said when you were in an abusive relationship, but you don't hate all men. But you learned from it. It was a valuable lesson because you had to check yourself and put your. You didn't want to put your. And they see that's all we're saying. And you just hit it right on the head, Hershey Kiss. You had to check yourself and be like, nah, I ain't gonna permit no nigga to be beating on me.
Right. He'll come up short, okay?
So
he'll come up missing some parts.
Well, go ahead. Ask the question,
so my question is, like, cause I've been dealing with this a lot lately, and I know this is not y'all's topic, and this is why I don't call people shows, because I get to talking, and then they be like, oh, I hate
that's
her.
That's all right, boo. That's what it's about.
My question is, how do y'all feel about download brothers? Because it's guys
that's a whole nother show right there.
Can a player play? I need to know what y'all, you know, y'all standpoint on that. Did y'all
do? Tony, we need to talk about that, like, next week, okay?
Okay.
That's a whole nother show. We need to do that maybe next week, okay? And girlfriend, we need for you to call in. And passion, I love you. We need for you. We need all of that. And all the DL brothers and Showtime.
You know what?
We need all of that.
Next week. Download brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We on them next week because trust me, there are opinions all around here because I've written about the download brothers.
Exactly.
Tell a brother. Ain't nobody knocking you for who and what you are, but don't get to playing games.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Ain't nobody. See, you must have a complex. Ain't nobody said nothing about you.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school, traditional.
Yeah, whatever.
I know what the Bible say. I don't know. Punk is a fucking punk. So I don't know. Do your disclaimer. That's my opinion.
Thank you. And here comes the disclaimer. The views expressed by K. Diddy are not the entire view of the Cannabis Players Show. That is his own opinion, and he's entitled to it because I have an issue with download brothers.
I have no respect for them motherfuckers.
Well, listen, we need to say where everybody can contact us, okay? I'm Joy LaShawn. You can contact me. I'm in Vegas. I'm at 88.1, power88lv.com. You can catch me on the air Mondays from 7 to 9. I'm on a show called We Got Issues, and we talk about everything. It's just a lot of things we can't say on the air, on radio that we can say online, okay? But still call us in. You know, we have issues. We talk about everything. And you can also, my Facebook, catch me on Facebook right now. I'm trying to get my computer together because some jackass sent me a virus last week. So if you get something crazy from me, that's not from me. I'm just letting you know. Don't open it, okay? And I love everybody. Okay, Diddy, go ahead on.
Lamont, worldmovement.com. Check the site out. That's where you can grab a copy of the book, Playerology. You can also grab a copy of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, if you want to hit him up personally. Lamont at worldmovement.com. For Chicago Larry, Hershey Kiss, Platinum Goddess, Kermit McGreen, all the people that were in the chat room. Y'all made the show off the chains today, but, you know.
Ooh, I love it. I want to do it again next week.
Too late to turn back now.
Good.
Bust. Top 5. Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on it. T-Pain.
Yeah, you should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. Fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be. I keep hustling, yeah. And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustlers anthem with me. Anthem like la 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 la. Yeah, yeah. La 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 la. I keep hustling, dog. La 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 la.
hustling dog. It do what it do all day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move quick, a little dumb or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC-10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah, let the money machine roll on. We've been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong. Go. You hate it, I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I'll make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me. Frontin' on me. I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
Down. You ain't gonna wanna miss it when the go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of charm, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know it sounds, it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get up on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
better one, know.
And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
back up a road.
With a couple billion with a
fashion of flow.
Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money, to stack up your paper, let's keep it going.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me. I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
I keep hustling.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustler's anthem with me.
Random. And the way the way they throw in a tantrum. Trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, new handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go with muscle a grip, whether you shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money new. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, then stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
You should already know when I'm